on the website, together with anything I'll show you. Okay, so voice recording. Everyone happy? No objections? Excellent. Thank you. So the assignment brief is there. But what I've done, I've extracted the most important bits. And that's what I'm going to go through here. Okay? And as I said, I'll scan this and pop it on my web pages probably this weekend. Okay, so the first thing you have to do is to choose one algorithm. Whoa, what is an algorithm? Well, it's finding the maximum in a list of numbers, or finding the minimum in a list of numbers, or summing a list. Yeah? The stuff you've been doing. So you can choose one. So it's sum, or find the max, or find the minimum in an array. Everyone happy with that? Great. Please do interrupt me at any point if you have questions, okay? I don't want you to go away with unanswered questions or not knowing what to do. So here I'm giving you some guidance. Your report will contain two parts. First of all, a flow diagram. Okay, that can be a screenshot of one of your Raptor flow diagrams. Annotated code, which is labeled to show control flow and data flow. Here's an example of someone's work. I've obviously hidden things, and you're quite... I'll leave this up the front, and you can come and have a look at it. But basically, he's put arrows on showing control flow and data flow. So something like that would be perfect. Your Raptor thing with some little boxes saying what is control flow. Okay, and right at the end, I'll show you a way of a simple way of producing that sort of layout. Okay, so that's the sort of thing we're looking for. Please read the grading matrix. No journal references are required, okay? So there's no citation, nothing like that on this report. That will happen on another assignment. We're just doing it once on this module. Your report should be structured as follows. Okay, so we're telling you how to do it. Usual stuff, title page, student number, module name, assignment number, date. Introduction, state the algorithm you have chosen and its main goal. For example, to find the maximum in an array. That is the goal, and we'll talk about goals in a minute. Flow diagram, label to show control and data flow. That's what I've just shown you on that report there. So that needs to go in. Annotated code. This is your Weeby code. Again, annotated to show control flow and data flow. Here's a bit of annotated code. Again, I've hidden stuff. But you recognise this because you've been writing it. So at the top here, we've got some declarations, initializations. And then in once, show grid add pip, that's the code, and here's an annotation. Okay? Initializing the Weeby engine grid and the character pip. That's what those two lines are doing. Fantastic! Who can tell me what those two forward slashes do? What do they do? Any ideas? Well, in most programming languages, that indicates comment, and it tells the compiler to ignore that line. Okay? So those two forward slashes say, when the program runs, don't look at that line. It's for humans, not for me, the computer. Okay? Most programming languages use that. Not all. And again, he's put a comment here, entering the array, entering the first, an iteration loop. Okay? A selection loop. Sorry, a selection statement. Just some basic telling us, showing us that you know what the next bit of code is doing. What we're trying to get at is your understanding. Okay, do you understand this stuff? Right. And finally, an explanation of how the code and the flow diagram are related. You can work out how to do that. You could put letters on your flow diagram, letter A, and identify the bit of code that does the same thing. And you would put a letter A. Yeah? The letter B and the letter B, letter C and letter C. You can use Greek, alpha, alpha, beta, beta, gamma, gamma. Or you could use Hebrew, aleph, aleph, beth, beth, gimel, gimel. Or you could use numbers. One, one, two, 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 three. Sorry, it's my sense of humor. So that's what you have to do. Right, come on, let's have any questions at this point. Kat, are you happy?
Yeah.
Have you got, can't you think of something to ask me? Make me own my box. Darla, have you got any questions?
Lots.
Right, well let's take some of your questions because I bet other people are having the same questions. Give me a couple of questions. Sorry, I'm picking on you, but I know I'm getting away with it.
Recap everything since the beginning.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's kind of asking the important. And it's time for you guys to work stuff out. So that's what the deal is about.
What's the
word
environment?
Absolutely no idea. Very good question. Let's go and find out. Knowing me, there isn't one, because I hate that sort of thing. Let's have a look at assignment brief one. Oh, 1,500 words. Just let me have a look at what I've written. I've actually written on here that this session was scheduled for the 8th of November, but it'll be Pete who's teaching you then, so I'd rather do it myself. Okay. I haven't stated that you will be penalised for going over 1,500 words. Therefore, I can officially say there is no word limit. You can write as much as you want. That guy with 1,500 words has said to you,
look, you've got other modules, so don't write 10,000 on this module because it's going to take time off your other modules. 10,000 is stupid. If you write a couple of thousand for me, that is fine. I'm not interested in counting words, I'm interested in assessing your understanding and giving you feedback so it will help you in the future. Okay, that's what this first assignment is about. And this is going to help your other assignments. Good question, Kat, thank you. Any other questions so far?
What are the algorithms that we have to choose from?
Well, basically the ones we've seen, which is summing numbers in an array. Yeah? Where are we? There we are. Summing numbers in an array. You've done that in RapTo and in WeebieCode. Or finding the maximum. That's kind of what we were doing last week. But you can continue with that today and tomorrow. Or finding the minimum. Okay? Some is straightforward. Finding the max, finding the minimum are a bit more meaty. And we'll see that when it comes to the assessment. Thank you again, Kat. Oops. I have to watch my language on voice recording. Right. All modules have things called assessment matrices. I spent a lot of time designing assessment matrices. In fact, I created a theory of how you design assessment matrices. Now I'm applying it. How do you read an assessment matrix? Well, look at these things, what we're looking for, and the weighting. So, about 30% for the flow diagram, okay? And about 30% for the code, and 30% for an explanation of how they're linked. We're going to be looking at your quality of writing, only 10%, okay? So we'll grade each one of these separately, and then calculate an average. How to read a grading matrix? Start at a C. Okay, we assume, we hope, that you'll all get at least a C. There are other grades all the way down to fail, which I haven't put up because they're depressing, but they're actually on the assignment group. Okay, so you can see the full caboose on the assignment group. So, for code, to get a grade C, all you need to do is to put in some code with annotations. Straightforward. Get that? For the flow diagram, correct diagram, so your flow diagram has to be correct, with the use of either the selection or the iteration. So if you do a sum, that is iteration. Okay, so if you choose the sum algorithm, that's appropriate for this level. And you have to include either data flow or control flow. So just one of those flows, which we saw last week. And I think you took photographs of my diagram last week. If not, I've got it here. Explanation for a grade C. Grade C is good at university. Explanation of how the code corresponds to the diagram. Okay? That is important. Explanations are important. So, code A, flow diagram A, alpha, alpha, aleph, aleph, but. Right. So, how to get better? Let's look at the code. comprehensive or detailed. What do those words mean?
Comprehensive means a lot of. Okay. So, two annotations in your code. This is the start, this is the end. That's not comprehensive. Okay? You won't get anything above the scene. But if you say, here's the start of the loop, here's the loop counter being incremented, lots of things, that's comprehensive. Detailed is just what it says. For example, you could say at the top, here the variables are initialized. Detailed would be, in this line, the array values are set to 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so detail is giving more information about a particular thing. Comprehensive means you're doing a lot of. Do you understand the difference between those two words? Okay. So for grade B,
on your annotated code, it has to be one or the other. To get a grade A, it has to be both. A lot of, and every annotation has to be meaty, detailed.
You know, not just a couple of words. Loop started. That's not detailed. Okay, so it's quite easy to see the difference between a C, a B, and an A. Do you agree?
Yeah.
That's the way I've designed it, so you can see the difference. And the words, comprehensive and detailed, that is telling you something. And it's something I can measure. Okay? Rather than good, very good, excellent. How do I measure what's very good compared with what's good? I can't. Well, I can, but...
Okay. You happy with that column? You got a question? I'm sure you do, Raluca. You don't have a question. So what grade are you going for? Don't answer. Right. So let's go to the flow diagram. Correct diagram with either the selection or the iteration. To get something better, to be use of both selection and iteration. So here, that is the maximum or the minimum. So if you choose to get a sum, you'll get yourself a nice, good grade. See, if you choose the maximum or the minimum algorithm, you'll get yourself at least a B. So if you haven't done the max or min, you may want to, today and tomorrow, do that. Okay? So we have a plan here. And you have to put either data flow or control flow. And the difference to get a grade A, you have to put data flow and control flow. Okay? Again, straightforward? Yeah? Good. And the difference between C, B, and an A for the explanation comes back to comprehensive and the word detailed. So, to get a B, it has to be comprehensive, a lot of, or not a lot, but what you do is very detailed. To get a grade A, it has to be both. You have to do a lot, and it has to be detailed. Okay, that's kind of comprehensive. It's rewarding you for doing stuff, for work. Okay, I know some students think, right, Simon, well, that's getting rid of it. Yeah,
I was walking on the toilet the other day, I heard one guy, he wasn't a computer student, he was a business student. He said, panic over. I just sat down and I wrote my assignment. It took me an hour. I'm feeling so happy. I thought, oh dear, doesn't sound good to me.
Quality of writing, it's only 10%, so don't worry about it too much.
But to get a grade C, correct grammar and spelling. Look, if you make an occasional mistake, I'm not going to fail you. Okay? It's only 10%. But this has to be assessed by the government mandates. The government tells me that I have to assess you on your spelling. And I think they're right. That is not a political statement at all. But one of my research projects is looking at language linguistics, especially how young children compose stories, I've told you. So to get a B, you've got to make some connections between your report sections. Now that should happen automatically because you're comparing a flow diagram in code. Okay? So if you do that, then that is hitting that B criteria for your writing. Some people will be natural born writers and they will be able to make the connection so strong that it reads like a beautiful Jane Austen novel. I think of Darcy. And what's the other guy called in Pride and Prejudice? Some pictures of Pride and Prejudice.
Happy to come around and answer.